You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Bart and Hahn Podcast.
It is Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Oh, we are.
You're so hyped up. Let me turn
presented
you down.
By
let me turn you down in my ear now.
Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn Show up here on the Goodyear Hotline. Happy Monday, everybody.
He's so excited. This dude got orange polka dots.
Blue and orange.
I have projected.
I got my Ewings on. You can't see
you're projecting. Put them on the table, son.
I don't know if I can do
what's
it.
What's on some 13s, 14s, 15s?
15, higher, Bob.
15s, yeah, 15s. Okay. How about you?
Yeah. And I mean, like, what a weekend this was. And it's not just blue and orange, but my Knicks, the Islanders, with a shutout win last night as well. That was a big deal for me. So, yeah. Good stuff.
We got sad breaking news.
Too early to talk about the Yankees.
I need to bring you down. Let me bring you down.
You need to bring me down.
I'm going to bring you down, so we'll go over some somber, can't wait.
Really?
Expected news, but not.
Well, yeah, okay.
But not.
I gotta get my page.
News.
I gotta get my page turned on so I
can't wait. Can't wait. Can't wait.
So yeah, and this
according
is
according to
Adam Schefter.
I just love that.
Oh, you like that part?
Yeah,
of
I like
it?
When you build it up. According to.
According to, yes, Adam Schefter. Alex Smith will retire, which it's still a storybook ending for him, right? Just getting back on the field, and now he calls it a career. So that's that. You have
Josh,
a thought? You have a thought on Alex Smith?
Listen, I mean, what he was able to do, right? He went from being on the verge of being a bust to being able to salvage his career, to be called a game manager when he was with Kansas City, the ability to kind of, you know, have that team in the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was a guy that I think will be underappreciated. I think he was whatever that notch is above a game manager, that was him, right? And he had the opportunity to win a couple of championships. He just couldn't. He just ran into greatness in front of him, so he really just couldn't get over the hump. Never played in a Super Bowl, but he's a very, very good quarterback. You know, the number one overall pick is a lot to handle, a lot to carry. You know, we've had my bum list of all the guys in the top five that didn't pan out. He will not, I repeat, he will not be on one of them. And the fact that
How could he be? You know, again, after what he'd been through, that injury and the courage of coming back from it and then performing the way he did.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, certainly – it did all he could help.
And his grace. I remember his grace, right? Because, listen, when you think about, you know, when you know you're being replaced by a first-round draft pick,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers is experiencing this now with Jordan Love. And before Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers was the young first-round draft pick, the heir apparent. And Brett Favre didn't do him any favors. Brett Favre didn't take him underneath his wing. Brett Favre didn't show him the ropes. I mean, that's why when you think about the grace, I think about two people in modern-day football right now, just off the top of my head in the last couple of years. Eli Manning, when he knew it was over.
Mm-hmm. With Daniel Jones.
Yep. And being benched early in the season. Like, it's not like he could feel like he got a fair shake.
It also ended his streak, too. Keep that in mind.
All that. And Alex Smith.
Well, I'm sorry. It's the Geno Smith start actually ended his streak. But go ahead. Yeah. Forgot about that decision that was made.
So, right. But grace. 16 years of grace, man. One of the most respected guys, I think, in the league. And everybody was rooting for him, knowing that he had one leg. The fact that he was able to come out and ride off into the sunset like Shane. And now he loses his job to Tyler Heinicke.
Well, he didn't lose his job. I think he just reached that point in his career where they knew, like, this was going to be it. But
they went with Fitzmagic over him.
Yeah. Well,
again, if they were going to go get Fitzmagic, they could have stayed with Alex Smith. Where's your loyalty, Riverboat Ryan?
Oh,
you just didn't want him to
you
hurt his
had
leg.
A conversation
you didn't
about
want him.
This.
You didn't want him to have there a. You didn't want him to get hurt on your watch, Riverboat.
Man, I tell you what, man, you are
the Wojo.
Yeah, you're in that point right
that's
now.
Bad Wojo for, that's bad Wojo.
It's
for –
it's not
for,
bad Wojo.
It's bad Wojo.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, it's you know it's from one quarterback that's retiring to another quarterback who's about to enter. The beginning of his NFL career. And we did discuss Trevor Lawrence last week after the SI story came out. And he had all these, you know, I just felt like And it came off as criticism of Trevor Lawrence, the stuff he said about I don't need football to make me, like the idea that I'm not motivated to win a Super Bowl. I don't need that. I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I'm not going to manufacture it. His dad saying he could walk away at any time. Those are things that, for me, I just felt like you could feel that way. I don't know if I would want to put that out there in the world right now. You know, like I might want to keep that to myself. You're the one that actually said your teammates are going to look at you like, you better care because you're going to cost me money if you don't.
I don't know if people can see, but I got skin tags, right? I got skin tags, and I'll get them cut off all the time. So I got skin tags. They come up every now and again. I get to go to dermatology.
Okay.
Throw them off. You know what I'm saying? Yep. I wasn't born with skin tags. I'd have skin tags in high school. I'm old as hell now. Maybe I'm eating all this processed food, and I'm getting these moles that's just growing out of my skin. I can't control them. But I tell you what, Trevor Lawrence don't have a chip right now. But when you go to Jacksonville and you getting the hell beat out of you, and people say the reason that why the team ain't winning is because you suck, and you're like, no, my teammates suck. That's why he's going to get a chip. It's going to might be bigger than Gibraltar chip. You know what I mean? The Rock of Gibraltar. He gonna get one. He going to get one. You ain't got one now. It's like one of these. Oh, you going to learn. I don't know if you guys remember Boys in the Hood when he was like, hey, what'd you do? He's like, oh, I ain't nothing.
Yeah.
What? Oh, you going to learn, Trey. You going to learn. You're going to learn, Trevor. You're going to learn to get a chip because you are about to be doubted. And you, for the first time, you only lost 2 games in high school. You're going to lose 2 games in your first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And it's on top of that. So we react that way.
I don't worry about that.
No, but we react the way we did basically because, like again, this wasn't me criticizing Trevor Lawrence for speaking his mind.
Yeah.
This was me criticizing those around him who thought this was a really good idea to put into an SI cover story 2 weeks before the draft.
Yeah, he don't get
like
it.
This only causes trouble. Like if you're reading it and you're seeing the stuff he's saying, if I'm somebody that is advising the family, I'm saying probably not. Let's not put this stuff out there because I don't know if this is really the stuff you want to be your introduction to the NFL. I don't need football. I'm not motivated by Super Bowls. Not the message you want out there. So I'm blaming PR. I'm blaming the agent. I'm blaming all that stuff.
His dad.
This was a bad idea. And obviously the dad as well. So with that in mind comes the firestorm that is typical. Then after that comes, of course, the mea culpa. Right. And this is now Trevor Lawrence moonwalking as he goes on to Twitter over the weekend. And he said, I'm internally motivated. I love football as much or more than anyone. It's a huge priority in my life. Huge in all caps. Huge. Obviously, he said, I'm driven to be the best I can be and to maximize my potential and to win all caps.
Yeah.
He also went on, he said.
Oh, that I just learned this. All caps mean he really, really means
it. Yeah, and
right?
as we saw in here right now on Plus, there's the whole tweet that it seems people are misreading my sentiment. He said, I'm internally motivated. But he added in the second tweet that I don't need football to make me feel worthy as a person. I think that's what he said he was trying to explain. You know, he's secure in who he is, and I don't need that. I purely love the game. He goes on for a third tweet, of course, he's just a little ramble. Everything comes with it, the work, the team, the ups and the downs. I'm a firm believer in the fact that there's a plan for my life, and I get called to be the best I can be at whatever I'm doing. And then he said, thanks for coming to my TED Talk.
Yeah. I love the comment at the end, but you know who got a hold of him? CC, like, the agent didn't know better, right? Pops didn't know better.
Somebody.
You know who know better?
Got this wrong.
Wifey always knows better because you messing with her money. You know what I'm saying? Well. Like, you messing with her money. It was like any given Sunday when he was like, you know, Willie Beam, and he's just like, shut up with that talk. You have 2, 3, maybe 4 good years of me. I'm tired. You better get your butt out there and make me some damn money. She's like, don't be out there messing up my money. We trying to get hair bands, the little Sasha Vujicic type of little hair ties, the modern version. We trying to make all this money. You better stop this. I see Alicia Curry. She got cooking books. She got cooking pots, pans. She's like, I'm trying to be on that level. You better not mess up my money. Like, we can do all this right now.
Right. You could definitely
I put a lot of work into you, Trevor.
You could definitely feel like somebody said to him, Trevor, this probably wasn't the best thing to say.
Yeah.
But it just blows my mind that this, and I don't, look,
for me personally,
I'm not saying that SI, first of all, this ain't on SI.
Yeah,
you got a great cover story.
Words,
you got,
words.
Everybody's talking about it.
Talking about
fantastic
it.
Job on the interview. I'm not sure if they had the ability to then peruse the manuscript before it was published. They might have, they might not have. But the point I'm making is this. I just feel like if I'm part of the interview, well, what did he say? What did he say? He said, yeah, no, we're going to have to. No. Like, you don't want that kind of stuff out there. Sometimes you're being too open about your thinking, and that was a mistake. Well, and he's covering up for it, or he tried to correct the mistake through Twitter this weekend.
And he's young, right? So I remember, I don't know if it was on Get Up, but we were talking to Trevor. It was something where we were asking him, or somebody was talking to Trevor, and he was saying, oh, no, like the media in Clemson is big, right? This is just as big as anywhere else. Like, bro, you don't know what you don't
I remember
know.
That. Yeah, that was when he was asked, because all New York media was following him around while the Jets were 0-1 everything.
Yeah.
And so somebody was saying that, and he felt like, oh, I think the media here is just as tough.
So he's not prepared. He didn't even got to the big time yet. He just did a story. He didn't even have nobody. Trevor, this and all this. Like, off the top.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This is something that went to print. So this should be a cautionary tale to him.
Yep.
Listen, your life is about to change forever. Not only are you a first-round draft pick, you are the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
You're going to be held to a standard that only very few have lived up to. Yeah, maybe Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. Mm. A lot of guys didn't live up to being the number one pick of all time. Was one Mario Williams the first overall pick? DeMarcus Russell. It's guys, Alex Smith. He still didn't live up to it.
Because you're like, you got to live up to this standard of a number one overall pick. And I was thinking to myself, number one overall pick quarterbacks, it's probably 50-50. So what's this real standard? So anyways, I think that's kind of like in a bow. Because we do have to pay that off, because we did really criticize him heavily over on Thursday and Friday when it first came out. And I feel like, all right, you did the right thing. You backtracked or moonwalked, whatever you want to call it. You cleaned it up a little bit. Now, of course, let this go away and then continue to make sure. I just said this. Even if it's your personal feeling, you know this is football and passion is the number one. It's the most important element to the sport, right?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, just make sure that's what you portray. You're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company right now. You have to portray that publicly, even if privately you feel a different way. Agree?
Yeah, we go next. He's gonna go on his Instagram and his TikTok. It's gonna be like him pulling
no doubt.
It's gonna be da-na,
Rocky Apollo on the beach. Da-da. I can't wait to play football. I love football.
Creed!
Whatever it takes to do
Creed!
That. All right, but with that in mind, let's transition to Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless and Straight Talk. Yeah.
You giddy just like somebody else I saw the other day.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, at Barton Hunt on Twitter and Instagram as well to be part of this conversation. So here's Straight Talk for you. As Zion Williamson at Madison Square Garden this weekend, his first game as an NBA player at the Garden. And remember, keep in mind as you listen to this, his team just lost in overtime after blowing a 7-point lead with 3 minutes to go.
New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros. And, I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't lie to you.
Outside of New Orleans.
Outside of New Orleans. I can't wait to come here.
Obviously.
Oh, my God.
Outside of New Orleans.
I saw
obviously.
Charles Oakley on the corner picketing. It's amazing.
I feel. this is as good as it. You know, like, I don't know how much more I could say. He had 34 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. He and Julius Randle they had a battle. Julius Randle was just torching him in the second quarter and then did it again in overtime. Derrick Rose was fantastic. The Knicks get a win. They've won. I keep getting it wrong. I keep
six
thinking, like,
row?
It can't be. Is it six? Is
six,
it really six?
Six?
They've won six in a row.
Listen.
They haven't done that in 7 years.
What's those people?
March 2014, the last time. They won 8 in a row then, and they missed the playoffs by 1 game that season after winning 54 the season before. But I'm getting off the topic. Zion Williamson talking this way after a loss about the Garden. Mind you, there was only 2,000 people there. If that place had 18,000, which it holds, to watch a comeback like that in a moment where Lonzo Ball, you know, is in our pocket because he helps off the only shooter on the floor.
He's like, I'm trying to come here too.
So, I mean, with that in mind, like, what do you read from that, Bart? I mean, what do you read from what Zion is saying, knowing that his best friend R.J. Barrett is on the Knicks?
Listen. I don't think that he really loves to coach. Listen, I love Stan, but Stan wore his welcome out really fast in Detroit too, and I was close to that situation. You know, he can rub guys the wrong way. And I just think, how much better can this Pelicans team get? I mean, they have a good enough roster. We talk about, you know, what the Knicks have been able to do with a limited roster, they have actual talent on the Pelicans. They should not be where they are right now. Like, so they're not punching above their weight. So I think it's because the players aren't bought in, and I think guys are going to start thinking, you know what, I want to get out of here. I mean, we saw AD do it. You know, AD was like,
He couldn't wait to get out of there.
If you couldn't win there with AD, it's like, you know what, I can't.
And they did. They were a playoff team with him.
I mean, but come on.
No, but I'm saying, they're barely right now with Zion playing his mind.
In a play-in
with
tournament.
Brandon Ingram, Ball has been good up until recently, despite what happened in that game. He's actually played well for them this year. Yeah. Steven Adams is a more than adequate center.
Ingram?
It's a good team, not a great team. But in the West, it's hard. But they are on the outside looking on the 7-10 play-in.
Right.
Like, they're on the outside looking in.
I mean, listen, for Zion to really be able to go play with his best friend, to feel comfort, but also in a place that he loves. Like, what – New York offers everything that a player like Zion could do and be a part of to be a megastar. I'm not talking about
– And it's for the NBA?
Yes.
You're talking about the next big star for this league, right, after LeBron retires?
Yes. I mean, I'm talking about – we talked about who's the face of basketball. You don't see one? Bring him to the Mecca. Bring him right here, and I bet you that he will become one of the biggest stars in all of the country and outside of the country as well. I mean, you think about how electrifying he is and him being a point forward, but also being there to play with your friend that you have so much trust with, right? Somebody that you believe in. Somebody, listen, it's a different type of bond that you get when you grow up with somebody through high school and through college.
Roommates in college together.
It is a different type of bond, man, because you're with that person while they were dreaming, and you were dreaming together, and you guys were pushing each other, talking to each other, motivating each
now,
other.
Now, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, which I tend to be, you think about this. So Anthony Davis wanted out of New Orleans.
Yes.
Gets what he wants. The Pelicans somehow win that lottery for Zion.
Yeah.
Whereas all along, the Knicks had the worst record in the league that year.
Yep.
And everybody was doing
I was there playing ping pong.
All the pictures, right. We all did that night, the draft lottery night. We all had shows that night in New York. And it was just the idea of LeBron in a Knicks uniform and how great it would be to have this kid and then, you know, to kind of awaken this dormant franchise. The Knicks ended up with the third pick and got RJ.
That's so bad.
And it's sort of like the consolation prize, which RJ's played very well this year, by the way. People need to know that. And you thought, well, all right, the league wanted to make sure that the Pelicans got a consolation prize because they knew AD was leaving and you wanted to help that franchise out. But now you think, well, the league also made sure the Knicks got the third pick because everybody else in the top five fell out of the top five. Yep. It was a wild lottery. And so are you thinking that maybe it's like, all right, Zion, you know, it's going to end up in New Orleans, but he'll control where he wants to go once his rookie deal is up. So the only person that would know about this stuff is Woj, right? Can we agree? I mean, the one man that knows everything about the NBA is Adrian Wojnarowski.
The Wojo.
So he had this to say about after Zion said what he said, and there's all this talk now about does Zion want to end up with the Knicks? Is this what he's trying to push already? Here's Woj on the whole idea of Zion and the Knicks and the future possibility.
I think it's something to watch down the road. He's a long way away from free agency. He's only in his second year in the NBA. But I think with the way that the Knicks have been rejuvenated, the success you're seeing them have here in the short term anyway, I don't think it was completely by accident. The beginning of that clip, he said, hey, I'm glad you asked that. Mm-hmm. It was clear he was waiting for that question. So something to watch down the road.
So it's something to watch down the road. Yeah. Now, keep in mind, again, on his rookie deal. Now, most players after the rookie deal, or usually it's by the fourth year, now you got your extension, and it's, for a guy like him, max extension.
Yeah.
Again, he doesn't have to sign it. He can say, no, I'm going to go be a restricted free agent, because you're not a full free agent after your rookie deal. You're a restricted free agent. But he could just make it clear to the Pelicans, I'm not interested. He could pass on.
Like AD.
He could pass on. Well, AD actually went into a second contract with them. But he could do something along that lines where the Pelicans know, all right, I mean, we can match and he could be miserable or we just make the deal. So it's something to watch. Obviously, he's only in his second year. So there's still 3 years left, or at least two, before he can put pressure on them and say, I kind of want out. Let's make the trade. And then you can do a sign and trade, or you can do a trade and the Knicks can still offer him a max extension, or any other team could do it certainly as well. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Stop smiling, Alan.
I'm very happy today on a Monday. Rare that I'm
finally
happy on a Monday.
Finally, a conspiracy theory that you believe in.
I will believe in this one. As I've
told
a lot of friends.
You didn't believe in Giannis. You didn't believe in LeBrick.
As I've told a lot of friends, I have told myself after the Kevin Durant stuff, I'm not going to do this again. I'm Pookie. It be calling me, B.
You in full, all-out bloom.
Yeah.
You get them in bloom.
It's all in your face. I can't help it.
Your cheeks getting all rosy and stuff. You flush.
Feeling good. That's Straight Talk, but Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So your calls on this at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Would this be bad for the league? Or is this anticipated? Can this happen? Or should I back away from this? Should I say no? Should I be the guy that says, don't fall for this. This is banana in the tailpipe. Don't do it. I need your advice on this. Am I crazy to really believe that maybe this, for the first time, Lucy will keep the football down and I can kick it? Is this, or is it going to happen to me again?
You're on a hook for 2 years.
I know. We'll see. I'll wait for it, though. We have more coming up also, not just on Zion, but also on the NFL draft. And a great story about Zach Wilson that is starting to make me change my mind about him. It's a fantastic story.
First Harden, now Zach. Wow.
I'm allowed to change my mind. How dare you? All right. We'll get your calls. More coming up as well. Adam Schefter going to join us 1 o'clock hour. We got lots to do here on a Monday. And you're not taking the smile off my face today. You just can't do it. All right. All that coming up. But Bart has this now from the Home Depot.
Spring makes all things new, and the Home Depot makes all spring things possible. Start a garden, refinish a deck. Use the Home Depot mobile app to put over 2 million products in the palm of your hands. Some ready to pick up in as little as 2 hours. Oh, and if you don't have the tools you need, the Home Depot rental department does. Download the Home Depot mobile app and get started. Bring it on, spring, with innovative help from the Home Depot. How doors get more done. Allen's going to put a game face on, and we'll be right back.
We're going streaking in the quad.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
Hard to believe, but it's true. 14 games to go. The Knicks could finish as high as 4.
Right now, if I had a vote, he's got to be on 1 of the 3 teams.
Back to Randall. Wing right 3 at the shot clock. Buzzer! Buried it! He got it, and that might have been the dagger for Julius Randle.
There's not anything more you can do than Julius Randle's doing right now for that Knicks team.
How dare you?
Step back.
Whose decision was it to play this song right now? As if you really think this is going to make me feel bad. It's not going to happen. Barton Hahn.
You haven't even mentioned
ESPN
KD.
Radio.
You haven't mentioned KD.
You got a thigh contusion.
How dare you?
They're going to have to check him out today. Probably put him in bubble wrap because playoffs is really what matters for the Nets. So we are presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. At Barton Hahn, Twitter, Instagram. I'm loving the response I'm getting here because they're so all over the place. So Charles Turner said that I know I ought to be ashamed of myself knowing Zion isn't coming to the Knicks. This is why I hate the media, he said. Charles, hate, very strong word. Hate is a very strong word. This is enthusiasm.
Say, have a disdain.
Also want to shout out DeuceStan22, who said, the best part of my day is going to my office for lunch after sitting in an empty classroom. Guys, no kids want to come into New York City schools. Thank you for making at least part of my day enjoyable. Thank you for doing your part, certainly, as well. John Wong says, floor the gas on the Zion watch and say, Jesus, take the wheel. Carry Underwood. I mean, I definitely would probably say that as well. I mean, am I crazy? Precious Neophyte said, nah, you're not crazy. You saw Zion glow when he talked about the Mecca. It was like he had a bad chick on his arm cheesing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm feeling a certain way because the Knicks have won six in a row. They're getting right at the right time. Tom Thibodeau has done a fantastic job. And now, honestly, Monty Williams has been great with Phoenix. Obviously, Quinn Snyder has done a magnificent job with the Jazz.
See, but
how do you overlook what Tom Thibodeau's done with the Knicks right now? Is they are a half game out of fourth with 14 games to go. Yeah. They have a good chance to not just avoid the 7-10. I'm sorry. To make the playoffs. Because let's remember, the basketball power index of ESPN predicted a Knicks had a 2% chance to make the playoffs. Two. Right now they have a chance to not only make the playoffs, but avoid the 7-10 mosh pit and a chance to finish fourth. A chance, the Celtics playing great, a chance to finish fourth, which would mean, could you imagine if the Knicks had home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs?
Can you get it? Can you get us tickets?
I might be able to work it out. The governor is now going to open up more capacity in the building. So by the time playoffs begin, the garden could be at least half filled.
So, man.
Which would be nice.
Imagine if Zion won't be in that. But, man, what if he's come to watch his boy play?
If I'm RJ?
Yeah, what if he gives him some tickets?
If I'm RJ, you
want
to put him Celebrity Row. Come see what it feels like to be a playoff game here at the Garden.
Oh.
Why don't you come feel some of this? Right? Like why not? I would think that's
what phrasing.
What did I say? Did I say something strange? My bad.
Hey, phrasing!
Anyways.
You can't be held responsible for
it. I'm too excited. I really am too excited.
You're giddy. You're in your euphoric state of mind.
But in all honesty now, how much do you buy what the Knicks are doing?
I mean,
this is a huge week, by the way. Atlanta, Charlotte. This is a big homestand.
I think everybody's buying what they're doing. And, you know, when you talk about Tom Thibodeau and why he should be, you know, coach of the year, and you talk about Monty Williams and you talk about what's going on in Utah, they have good rosters. Nobody would look at this roster and say, oh, man, this is the fourth seed in the East. Like, oh, yeah, these guys are the fourth seed in the East, right?
Yeah.
And he's been able to get them to punch above their weight class. And he's been able to get them to buy in short order. This isn't his second year where he has guys where he's like, okay, well, let me tell you guys how we do things, build this program. No, they made a couple of moves, right? Noel, Rose, and he's been able to get more. He got so much juice out of this orange. I don't know if it's a drop left. You know what I mean? The greatest thing is when you see somebody, you know, maximize or pass their potential. Like, that's a great point.
They overachieve.
This is as far as you can even humanly expect. Like, if you would have told them they could finish fourth, you'd be like, well, what happened to the rest of the league? What happened? Or is it only five teams? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do they pay the Pistons 10 times a week? And it's like, you know, so like when you look at the other guys, they have great rosters. So I think, you know, Tibbs should be now, I believe, the front runner. And I think it's going to come down to the final week. If he's heading to the final week and it looks like he has a grasp of the fourth overall seed.
Oof. Yeah, I think that's going to be it. Is where they finish could probably have a lot to say in this. Now, Kendrick Perkins, good friend of the show, he tweets this. Julius Randle ranks number 3 on my updated MVP list, right behind Embiid and Jokic. Just saying. Now, this is 4 straight games he's had over 30 points. And he had a 44 point game in Dallas on Friday night, Dallas on ESPN.
Yeah,
that game again. Talk about like a late push, and he was fantastic.
And it's bad.
And they really did control contain Luka. Like, I mean, it's just hard not to be impressed with how they're playing. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Bart, the people want to talk.
Let's holler at the people.
Let's holler at the people. Marcus in Brooklyn, go.
Yes. How you guys doing, man?
I'm good.
First time caller. Yeah, Bart, yeah, you definitely had a good comment on the difference between the Pelicans and the Knicks, man. It's basically lead. You know, Stan Van Gundy, he hasn't been, you know, a good coach for them. Tom Thibodeau's getting the best out of everybody on the Knicks. And Zion, he's going to get that money, so he's going to stay, you know, to the extension. And I don't know if the Knicks are going to have this same kind of flow around them by the time Zion's ready to sign up.
That's obviously something they've got to keep in mind, right? Like, they've got to make sure that they keep building this thing the right way so that, and also be flexible enough to be able to make that move if it's a possibility, if it's a real possibility. Yeah, I mean, it's a great point, Mark, because it's not like it's next year or this summer. You got to wait like 2 years for that to be a reality.
I just think that another star is going to beat them to the punch. Another star is going to be looking like, what? Man,
like
what
that.
They doing over there? They're excited too about it too. Like Devin Booker, like, yo, hold up, son. Hold up. You're, I can go over here and shoot it like that, you know, team up, bada boom, bada bing, and I get all the love, and then I get the endorsements. I become international because right there, he out west getting swallowed.
So who's that going to be? Is it De'Aaron Fox, who looks miserable right now in Sacramento, lost like 9 in a row?
Yeah, it's going to be somebody like that. It's going to be somebody like that, or, you know, I still keep an eye on Booker. Chris Paul can't play forever.
They're number two right now in the
Chris
West.
Paul can't play forever.
That's a fair point. Let's get one more in here. Let's go to Emmanuel in New York. Emmanuel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's happening, man?
I'm good. Listen, before I want to say about the Knicks and stuff, I just want to give my hearts and prayers to your colleague from ESPN, Scottie Pippen. I just saw it on my Instagram page that she just lost her son. Rest in peace, Antoine Pippen. The Knicks, they are just fun to watch. And, you know, I'll be 27 in August. I mean, this is probably like the fifth time.
Leo, I think
the last 20 years that the Knicks will make the playoffs in a winning record. I mean, it's just amazing. Mm. And also, and Alan, let me ask you this. Do you think, in hindsight, that the Pelicans made a mistake of letting go of Gentry?
Alvin was a good coach there, but I think, you know, it kind of
ran its course.
Yeah, I might have. And I tell you what, the idea of hiring Stan, and why I really like Stan,
did surprise me
for that group. But they wanted somebody to come in. They thought it'd be a younger group. All right, let's get them organized. And that Stan's very good at that. But, you know, like just listen to JJ Redick talk about that situation there. And he's played for Stan before. Just does not, right now, doesn't look like it was the best thing. Although, again, credit Stan for the one who gave Zion the basketball and said, go ahead and be the point forward, which no one else had done before.
What the hell did Gentry do then? I mean, he should be an organizer of men, too, right? I mean, you had Nate McMillan sitting right there,
well,
man.
Look what Nate's done with Atlanta since he's taken over. Yeah. I mean, they are unbeatable now.
I ain't heard nobody saying that Trae Young has a punchable face since he's been the head coach.
That's a good point. Well, nobody wants to say that because Nate McMillan will punch you in the face.
Yeah, exactly. He's a tough dude. Hold up, bro. I did this, too, at a high level, too. Don't you?
Nah, he's
you
a good – Nate McMillan's a good
Google
coach.
Google me.
Yes, sir. Yes, that is exactly –
You better Google Nate in that Google box high me. Top.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. You can Google us. Coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. So coming up – all right, so there's one thing that can dampen my mood. And everybody around the country's going, enough about New York. Well, sorry. This is a national story. Because it's happening here in New York with a baseball team that everybody always expects to be a contender. And this year, they are not. They're an absolute mess. We'll discuss. We're getting into the NFL in the 1 o'clock hour as we'll have Adam Schefter to join us talking about yet another pro day. And, of course, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and more about the draft and other moves in the NFL. So all that coming up. Bart, do you have something for me? You do not.
Oops, man.
Yeah, I'm just checking. Just making sure because I got two pages here.
Great.
So stay with us, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
A window shopper.
Window shopper. A window thrower. We'll talk NFL in a little bit here. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hahn show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So let's do a little Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger. Mm. Well, the Yankees are not getting it done, but the Tampa Bay Rays are. As they always look like they're in a perpetual rebuild, right?
Yeah.
And yet.
No Snell, no more.
You remember Pedro Martinez used to say the Yankees are our daddies, right? Remember he said that year about the Red Sox? Well, for the Yankees, it's the Rays. That's your daddy. I mean, that's your daddy. You know, they've won 5 or 6 this year. The Yankees are now 5-10. And they're a mess. They really are. And it's not one thing. It's easy if you're like the Cubs suck because they can't hit.
Yeah.
Right? They're on the interstate right now. Like, that's all you need to know. They can't hit. All right. What's wrong with the Yankees? Everything. Star players, they get hurt easy. You have Gerrit Cole and then nothing else in your pitching rotation. you know, like your defense is terrible, especially your infield. You made bad decisions this offseason, everything else.
You had a guy retire. Guy came, thought he was going to steal a chip like Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Jay Bruce just walked like, away like,
He was there like, nah.
Jeez.
I'm going to go ahead and start
my
vacation.
Just there's a lot going on right now with this team, and the mood is certainly not good. And Gerrit Cole, who lost yesterday and didn't pitch great, but he doesn't always have to pitch great. But then again, with this offense, you do.
He's the white whale. He better pitch great.
He talked about just right now the mood in this clubhouse.
Well, certainly not happy. You know, it's not happy.
He's mystified.
So in a word, not happy.
He's mystified. The Yankees are happy.
The Yankees are in last place.
I mean, it's early.
And they have, but this is their worst start. 5-10, their worst start since 1997. Now, they made the playoffs that year, but that's off the World Series year. That year they end up losing in the postseason, and then, of course, they won the next three. But still, like, this is, you know, like, this is terrible. Like, their batting average is .210. That's the worst since 1968. The OPS is .642. That's the worst since 1973. People need to understand, those years I'm telling you about, 68, 73, the Yankees were terrible. Like, that was the down year, as then it led into the Steinbrenner years, and then they got back to winning again. And then there are 139 strikeouts through 15 games. That's the most ever. In franchise history, which is, again, this is a century-old franchise.
I mean, that's what happens when it's home run or bust, right? You want contact hitters, and, you know, this is the way they go. They say, listen, just like our bats are cold, our bats can get hot in an instant. But the problem is, like, they're on a collective cold streak, right? Usually you have guys that are hot within the lineup. Guys can't hit for a while, but then other people, their lineup is so deep. I don't know where it gets better. Right, and they have to play better. But you mentioned their schedule coming up. It's not like the opponent's going to get any easier, so they're going to have to play better.
Yeah, they're playing. Yeah, they got Atlanta and Cleveland.
They got no homecoming. There's no homecoming coming.
Yeah, right. There's no soft spot of the schedule. Now, we've been saying for a while, it's like the Yankees do this. They get off to a slow start offensively, then all of a sudden they just start raking, and then by like mid-June, you're like, wait, what? Yeah. They have the best offense in baseball. Yeah, they're in first place. How'd that happen?
But
this is what they've done every year. This might be the first time. We don't know if we.
But the pitching, Kluber, Herman is down there.
Herman's already in the right. he's in.
No, like he's out there pitching like 1A.
Area 54.
AAA. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like you got. So Brian, this is how bad it's gotten. Brian Cashman, knowing how mad fans are throwing stuff on the field. I mean, they're just livid with this team. Like they've had
first 15 games.
Hey,
that's New York.
There's a higher standard. So Brian Cashman is actually right now talking with the media. As if I believe what he's doing is
a union address.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's saying, well, I'm not going to hide. While the manager, Aaron Boone's got to talk every day. So he's coming out. But he's saying, we know better days are ahead. You know, that our message to fans, we're going to fight our way out of this. You know, just, I guess it's not really saying anything, but he's speaking because he feels like somebody else has to talk other than me. But you know what comes next after the GM talks and takes ownership? Is he says, okay, now we start cutting people.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you could have that too.
Boom, what's wrong? What's going on? What the hell's going on, Boo?
Yeah.
How do we fix this?
I don't know.
All right, well, that's getting it done. Well, that'd be the Rays getting it done, brought to you by Grainger. With supplies and solutions in every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by.
You know what? I don't know.
So I don't know. Let's move on to something more exciting, which is the NFL draft and the NFL. And that's coming up next with Adam Schefter, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.